Blog Talk Radio.
To the river I am going. Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I hope everyone can hear me. We're grateful that you're here. And we are once again on Tuesday evening going to talk about the current events at hand and all the things that are going on. I am excited to be here and happy that, you know, we can have this time to really look at what's truth, what the truth is and what's truthful in our current political climate and news. I'll tell you what, I've never seen such. When you got the media is dogging Romney because he's got a billionaire named Donald Trump backing him. Come on. I mean, they are going through trying to put together. There are so many people that are trying to put together the bundlers of Romney and who's giving him money and all that. How come they're not doing that with Obama? I want to know that. That's what I want to know. It's just crazy. It is really crazy. It's just insane. But they're going to go after Romney and all of his. Apparently he's on Trump's jet flying to Vegas to meet with him. So what? Come on. It is just unreal. It is unreal. It just drives me crazy. It just drives me nuts. It really does. I mean, why would they concern themselves? I mean, they're just trying to find anything they can, you know? Obama's got 8 million to his name. Obama is, you know, he's no different than those scumbags that we've got in Congress. He's doing his insider training gig as well to make himself money. That's all it is, guys. That's all it is. It is just insane. It is insane. And then they want to present him as a tough guy. So today they release that he's got a list of names in his desk of people he wants to take out with a Predator drone. Come on. Give me a break. He's got a list of names and pictures of the guys he wants to take out with a Predator drone. They're trying to make him look like he is this big, tough guy. A guy from suing and trying to file charges against agents doing their job in interrogating terrorists, wanting to shut down Gitmo. Okay, and now he's got his list of names that he wants to take out with Predator drones. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. What is that all about? They are doing that. You know what, Linda, you're right. They're very, very desperate. They are trying every tactic in the book because Romney's neck and neck with him in just about every facet. He's lost all the veterans. He's cutting so much funding for the military. He's butchering the military, and the veterans know it. There's no way in hell they're going to put him back in office because of that. And if you look, I heard on the radio today, 8 out of 10 speeches he does is at a college. What he's done is he's decided he's going to target the college students to get this election done. There's not enough responsible college students to put him in office again. That's the bottom line. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Hoss. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, you're right.
There.
Well,
but
you're
that's
right.
What he's doing.
Yeah, he's going to target those that he feels is an easy target that he can appeal to with giveaways and handouts, and all the rich are bad. The rich are bad. But when you really break it down, let's look at how much money the unions have gave to Obama. You're never going to hear anyone talk about that. But it far exceeds what corporations are given to Romney.
Well, the bottom line is he cannot win this election in a traditional sense by any stretch. He cannot rely upon his hope and change garbage, and this forward, you know, slogan isn't doing him any good. The bottom line is he cannot hold on to the base that he once had because they're starving, they're unemployed, and this country is going down the tubes and people are seeing it. It's not an issue of them waiting for it to be forecast and looking at the forecast of what's coming. They're feeling it. They're feeling it at the hands of this man, and they realize that it ain't getting any better. And that's what's happening.
There was an interesting little play on that stuff. It's got Obama behind Biden leaning over and saying, "Hey, Joe, we got to do something. Young people have figured out that it's them that's going to have to pay for everything."
Yeah, yeah. So,
and
you know,
you're right. He could not win a fair election. A fair election he could not win. So he has to resort to lies, misrepresentations, using the lamestream media to push his lies. They're griping about Donald Trump because of the birther issue, because he says he didn't think that was settled. Well, anyone who's looked into it knows it hasn't been settled. Obama's own attorney has admitted that the birth certificate circulated online by the White House was a forgery.
Well,
out of his own attorney's mouth. Yet the media, and it was an interesting article in the Seymour Tribune today about that, they say it's all been settled, that Obama has proven his legal citizenship.
Well, there's too much media coverage of it again, and that's why they're trying to get it downplayed and trying to squish it, because you've got not only is Trump out there saying it, there are many others out there saying it. When you get a guy like, God, what is his name? There's a radio host here in Atlanta who has a following almost as much as Rush, and he is dead on this. Apparently somebody sent him enough information, and he guests on Fox every now and then too. They've sent him enough information that he has gotten to the point where he is convinced this man's not a citizen, and he is railing on it. And if, I'll tell you what, if Romney doesn't start playing hardball, then he's going to have an issue. He's got to start playing hardball.
I've got a
question.
Why is it?
He's got to stop this soft glove garbage and get the hell to work.
Well, is it that, or is Romney just a coward and he's afraid he's going to be called a racist, or he's going to be called a conservative or a Tea Partier or whatever? Is that what
matter.
It is? Is he just a coward?
He's got to win, and the only way he's going to win is if he steps up and says, "This is the truth, people." And what needs to be happening is these PACs that are out there advertising for him need to tell him, "To hell with you, we're going to win this election with you or without you."
That's it. We can't continue to sit back and soft shoe. You look what happened last time. McCain refused to go after the birther issue and other things because he was afraid of causing trouble.
Linda, you're...
But you know what? There's right and there's wrong. And if doing right causes trouble, well, then so be it, because in the end, it will set things right.
And Linda put something on here. Is he getting advice from John McCain, the guy that lost the damn election? I hope not. I hope not. That's about
that
insane.
Would just be, yeah, it is. It's
that is just purely insane. The man lost the election. Do not follow him, or you can follow him down the hole he fell into. And damn near lost his Senate seat over it.
And we're going right down that same trail. where we're, it's like we're, people are afraid to speak out.
Hey, Bill, let me ask you a question on a side note. Have you sent me a letter yet?
No, I haven't.
Send it to
Yola. It will be coming.
Send it to
Yola. Okay. Send it to Yola. I sure will.
That'll be my contribution. She needs to get it.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
I don't know what, I'm not sure what exactly Romney plans, because this thing's going to get ugly from here. I don't understand that. I don't know what it's going to be. It just Romney needs to deal with it. And he needs to get in there and start kicking butt and taking name.
But if we're honest, Romney can't be, he can't, he keeps changing which side he's on issues. That's not helping him either. Stick to your guns. If you're against immigration, then stick to that. Don't flip-flop back and forth. It just makes you look bad. We got enough flip-flopping back and forth with Obama. And as far as the military, well, he showed everybody this weekend how much he respected the military. He held up the people at the memorial so he could do a photo op for hours. He sends Biden out to do what he should have been doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you want to raise the military's health care. You know, you want them to pay an increase of 340-some% in health care. But you give the unions a pass. You gave the unions a pass in the health care bill. You keep giving your supporters. There's no one ever practiced cronyism as much as Obama. Takes the stimulus money. He gives it to his green supporters, and all the businesses fail, but they keep the money. He takes the unions, and he gives them passes on everything he tries to force on everyone else. And if you can't see that it's all insider deals with Obama and his cronies, and he doesn't care about the people. He doesn't care about those college students, only to the point that, can I use them? Can I use them?
Yep.
And that should be his motto. Who can I use next?
I really do believe that the American people have come to see who he is. I really do. I really believe the American people have come to believe and understand truly what Obama is. And, I mean, it's just, you see it more and more and more. And, you know, I listen to a lot of different talk radio places because I'm in a blooming truck too often, delivering balloons or going to work or whatever. And it's, the American people are seeing who this administration is. Finally.
And we can't be happy with any of our other elected. Look at the bills that have been up and been rejected or been passed. Who are these people? I mean, they have passed some of the most outlandish anti-American stuff, and the Republicans have been right in there with them on it.
Well, the thing about it is you look at who, you know, the one thing you used to hear all the time, is the number of congressmen that the president invites to the White House so he can wheel and deal and threaten them. Okay? This just disgusts me. They got this stupid secret, top secret kill list, and all this was a damn media ploy to draw attention to them. That's all it was.
It's to draw attention to that and to scare other people into being quiet because they might be afraid they may end up on that list. It's intimidating. He's trying to intimidate. And this is a man who could not stand face-to-face with anybody and intimidate them.
Yeah. I mean,
so
how many of these senators and congressmen is he bending over his desk threatening to paddle if they don't follow him? And the media refuses to cover that stuff. Hang on.
Well, the media never did cover all his radical ties. The media didn't cover anything about him. He wasn't vetted by the media. He was given a free pass, and they still protect him, left and right, still protect him. So many news media outlets are afraid to criticize his actions, his policies and stuff, because they're threatened. Will it be a big investigation, this and that? I mean, and a lot of people are waking up, and they're looking at that and saying, who is this guy? That he can just intimidate the media, intimidate private citizens, try to intimidate whoever if they don't go along with his things. I love how they put on his thing, here's a site to turn in non-believers. Non-believers? You're not God, Obama. You're not even close. You're not worthy to be under his feet. None of us are. But to sit there and say, well, if you're a non-believer in what?
Yeah.
You know, and the idea that he uses, and they can say what they want, but it's a Hitler tactic. Use the media to intimidate, threaten. Use the media to spread propaganda and lies. And the whole thing about trying to grab control of the internet. Stuff, that's all it is. He's trying to shut, silence the opposition.
Hello, lady.
I noticed today,
oh,
China is saying that we're violating human rights with our gun policy. Now, China ought to know about violating human rights. They have been one of the masters at the leaders of violations of human rights for decades and decades and decades.
Why should we care anything they say?
That's it. Why should we?
Well, you guys, I mean, what's going on? And, Bill, you've been watching this UN treaty crap and all this stuff. The lack of sovereignty in this nation has been going on for 50 years or better. And I, for one, am about ready to explode on these issues, especially what's going on in my own city. The UN is pushing next I think I sent you guys a video from Dick Morris talking about this Agenda 21 situation. What's going on with it? They're selling the farm, man. They are just selling us down the river. And the fomenting of this tyranny and this North Korea style type of living we're going to be under, I'm not standing for it. I'm going to scream until I'm heard, and I don't care. Cart me off to jail. I don't care. You guys just pulled together a leak fence fund for me. I can't take it anymore. They're killing me.
Well, that's the whole thing, Linda. They want to overwhelm you. They want to overwhelm you to the point you just throw up your hands and say, the hell with it. But we
no,
can't
I'm not
going to
do that. No, I'm not going to do
well,
that. Because
exactly,
I have
we
a
can't
promise.
Do that.
I got a promise from the good book that says otherwise. And, you know, maybe I'm going to have a lot of pressure and heat and fire, you know, to form me into the gem God wants me to be, but boy, I'm going to come through it. I'm going to go right in the belly of the beast, and I'm going to scream, and I'm going to be David against Goliath, because that's exactly where we're at, Bill. Cannot run. We cannot run and hide. We cannot throw down our little slingshots. We have got to stand up and just run full force at them, and with just totally fearless, because if we show them fear, it's over. I ain't going to do it.
Well,
I don't care. I'm incensed.
Here's a little tidbit for us all. Do you know what the fastest growing religion on the earth is right at this moment?
Who knows?
It's Christianity.
God. It must be
Obama,
the spiritual awakening.
Obama has caused a Christian awakening.
Thank God. Oh, he.
You're right about that. You are very right about that.
He skyrocketed gun sales, too.
Well, when was the last time an administration was sued by 40 Christian organizations?
Never.
It's more than that.
It's 50 if last count I heard. When you start attacking the core of what this nation is, this nation's going to rise up.
Good. You know, on that one note, when you were talking about Mittens Romney, he was right here in my backyard down in Balboa Park with John McShane, because John is on the campaign trail with him everywhere he goes, speaking and advising him, because I'm telling you, these rat bastard. They're, I think they want to set this guy up to fail because they, somebody is doing this, and I don't know what the answer is going to be, but everybody better be on their knees.
I can tell you now, the McCains are members of the Bilderbergs.
Jesus. Yeah, so they're get, that's where they're getting their marching orders from.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going on behind the scenes. I have no idea.
It's
so frustrating.
If you just step back and look at it, it's a massive push from all directions because they're afraid. They are afraid.
Yep.
That's why they're pushing the Loss Treaty. That's why they're pushing the Agenda 21, the ideologies, and the high-speed rail and stuff. That's why
they're pushing
the
Bilderberg
meeting, the Rio meeting, the Small Arms Treaty meeting coming up.
All these
things are being rushed in before the election.
You bet. And even if Mitt wins, you know what that lame duck session is going to be like? It's going to be hell on wheels, and we know that. And this is terrifying me. That's why I'm rallying my here. I'm going to several different groups. I've got the Oceanside Women's Republicans on my side. I've got the Tea Party Vista Patriots on my side. I've got the Americans for Property Rights people on my side. I've even got people from Action in Oceanside. We're down to that meeting, and if I can get 20 to 30 people, and I want every one of us to speak, because we have got to go up against this stuff. Wait till you hear my show tomorrow. You're going to go absolutely through the roof what they're trying to do here. I mean, I might as well get on a plane and go to North Korea and live under that tyranny, because it's coming, and I'm not going to stand for it.
How people look at the law tree and realize what that really is a giving away of our sovereignty. You're giving away all oil, mineral, fishing rights and stuff like that
on
all of our coasts and our rivers.
That 10 Bill of Rights that we have, the original 10, you might as well get your document shredder ready because it's gone if these guys get their way. And if those idiots ratify these treaties, I swear I'm going to kill them all myself. Before they take my guns away, I've had it.
You know, and I said this before, and I wrote my senator and my congressman. Hell, I knew Richard Lugar was going to support the Loss Treaty. He did before. Richard Lugar, he's going to go for revenge now that he knows he's outed.
I know.
Then, for Coates to support it tells me you ain't worthy of our dime either.
Absolutely.
Any senator who would support that treaty is committing treason and is a traitor to the United States and its people.
Everything they're doing, Bill, if even the city council, if they're colluding with people like ICLEI or any of these NGOs, they're committing high treason to this. They are violating oath hugely. They are not supposed to do any business with a foreign entity on this soil. They're all doing it. I'm telling you, from Hitler on down, they're doing it, and I've had it. Oh, they just make me so tired.
It is enough to make your head blow up and explode. And they want that. They want to keep everybody tied in knots and everything.
Well, I'm not going to let it. It's not going to work on me yet. Not going down. Not going without a fight. I'm going to fight. With everything I have, I don't even know how to approach these people. I haven't written my speech yet because I'm sitting here racking my brains. You know, how do you explain to these coneheads? If there was ever a time when I need a Vulcan mind meld, I need it now because they are clueless or they don't care or they're greedy or they're all of the above. I don't know. It's nuts. So I got a big job ahead of me.
We got a Department of Justice that does nothing but injustice.
We got
Homeland Security that's really destruction of Homeland Security.
Right.
We have a president trying his best to destroy any of our powers, militarily, the ability to defend our own soil and stuff. He attacks everything. And then he can't figure out why Romney's 28 points ahead of him with veterans.
How
dumb are you?
Here's the thing. If Romney doesn't start playing hardball, I swear. I don't even know how to contact this.
Then he shouldn't even have been in the election. He shouldn't have been in this because he sure played hardball during with all the Republican nominees.
Yeah, he did. But now he's acting like, you know, Casper Milkos. I've had it. It's stupid. Because this is the person that, that the GOP, the old guard establishment, wants because they, you know, I think
they maintain their hold on power.
Yeah, yeah. And it does. They don't care. They don't care if Mitt loses. That's how stupid they are. Those people are going to be the first ones in the damn gulags, Bill. How stupid can they be? Oh,
well,
God.
Apparently pretty stupid. it's amazing. It's like
I know. It's
you,
phenomenal.
You people are supposed to be highly educated and all this, and
yeah,
you vote for some of the dumbest crap that ever comes down.
Ever comes
you don't
down.
Stand
this
up and throw a fit when they commit treason or they be,
Rod,
or they,
don't leave, buddy. I don't want you leaving.
Or they do treachery or anything like that. And
I know, you know, Bill. It,
and they just sit there.
Insane.
They don't say nothing. The few that do stand up, oh man, are they attacked?
Yeah, like Alan West or anybody that you know, Ron Paul, of course, because there was, like I said, there was only three people who voted against H.R. 347, which was has been addressed by Andrew Napolitano and a few people on Fox. You know, just a few, not many, because there's just.
When Reed refused to block illegal aliens stealing tax dollars,
yep.
Jeff Sessions should have walked across the aisle and just slapped the taste right out of his mouth.
Bill, there's days. Don't get me too near them. I will be in jail because I'll throttle them. Oh, I just want to pinch their heads off. I do. Because you can't get
through
these
people. We
don't
have to beat them physically. We can beat them mentally.
God, I hope so.
It ain't
like
they're geniuses. I mean,
yeah.
We got prisons full of people who thought they were smarter than everybody else.
Well, if there's any justice on this side of heaven, they will be in jail. But I'll tell you something, Bill. Like I said, I've done it before. When God gets his hands on them, they'll be wishing for orange jumpsuits, and that's all they would have to do because it's going to be an eternal hell for them, right?
It is, and as I've said before, he could take all the liberals, socialists, communists, Marxists, Nazis, all those ill-gotten people that's ever lived, ever going to live, and to try to fight God with that is like trying to put out the sun with a grain of sand. Can't do it. Impossible.
I know. I know. I just think that I curse the Chinese saying let you may you live in interesting times because boy is this interesting. Man.
Did you see where Hugo Chavez is now turning to God?
Oh no. What?
Well, you know, he's at the end of his life.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that awakening at the end of their life. He's not the first one. Remember the guy who was an atheist and all of a sudden became a Christian and started promoting Christianity? Yeah. They see the end of their life coming, and they realize, oh, crap,
yep.
I don't want to spend eternity in hell.
That's right. They know. You see this? You're right. He's laughing, but it's true. This is, you know,
Chavez had a failed cancer treatment. And then he comes back and he goes on the airwaves and he starts talking about God and promoting. You know, you go, whoa.
Well,
maybe that was God. Maybe that was just God's way of waking him up. I don't know.
Maybe.
And he does wake people up.
I don't think it's just that. I think that they really do know that there's a God and they just, you know, they may play these games and they may play games in their own minds. And the only reason that they are trying to foment this anti-religion thing is because it's very Marxism, because that's part of the tenets of getting communism pushed through without firing a shot, and that's to completely destroy every fundamental institution that this country was built on. And the church is one, freedom of assembly is another, the education system, take God out of the equation. It's all, you know, defunding the military, weakening the military. That's all part of it.
trying to alter and change the Bible to fit their views. Like, we don't need Ten Commandments and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. Did you see Louis Farrakhan now?
What did he do lately?
Louis Farrakhan is attacking Obama for his support of gays.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. They'll eat each other up.
Well, you know, Louis realized that every time he's been around him, he hasn't been looking for lint on your jacket. He's checking your butt, Louis.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, you know what? Maybe they'll all eat their own. But we've got a big fight on our hands, and I'm just doing everything I can and trying, like I said, trying to get as many people into that chamber on the 6th of June to explain to these people. And I have to be careful to make sure my speech is intact and perfect because I've only got 3 minutes. But if I get enough folks, you know, we're having a meeting 2 days prior to that, which is on a Monday night with my task force, and I'm going to explain to them, look, whoever's going to be there, we've got to put our speeches together and then, you know, make it a seamless presentation because they're only going to give us 3 minutes each. But if you get 10 or 20 people and you just, you know, that's 20 times 3 minutes, that's a good presentation, and make it like one long speech, that would be the best way to go.
Well, this weekend I was talking to some people, and like me, they have a science background, and we were all talking about how the global warming's thing. And within the next 2.5-3 years, you're going to see a big global cooling down. So what are they doing now? They're trying to say, oh, we've only got 2 years to do all this, or we're screwed on the green agenda, you know. We've only got two years left.
Right.
And all that is they know that once it starts, everybody sees the big cooling down, that their whole lie, their whole scam is exposed, as it hasn't already been. Perotto attacking Lord Monckton on climate change. What the hell does Geraldo know about anything? He has
Geraldo
never showed me.
So
Geraldo has
doctor.
Never showed me that. All he's ever showed me is he's a man with a mustache. He thinks he's God's gift to women. But when it comes to an intelligent discussion, Geraldo couldn't keep one with a 4-year-old.
Yeah, he's a lefty. The guy's an obvious lefty. I don't listen to him anymore, of course. I don't. Neither would I listen to anybody on PMFLSD. I mean, please. These people are just disgusting.
The idiot that come out and said he didn't believe our fallen troops were heroes, and he's tried to apologize since then. You know, the way to have to keep from having to apologize is don't utter something stupid.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, but
every American who has died in a battle is a hero. Anybody who's ever put on that uniform is a hero.
I'll tell you why he's backtracking, because he got hammered the second that came out of its mouth. Man, every talk show host, even the ones who were filling in for the guys who were on vacation the last 3 days, they were hammering this guy, whatever his name is. That's how significant this conehead. He's like, you know, what's Ed Schultz and the rest of them. I mean, they're just
Ed Schultz.
They show their ignorance.
If
they,
you put Ed Schultz's brain in Mr. Ed, he'd talk out his ass.
Yeah, they show how stupid they are. I mean, within the first 4 words, they show their ignorance. And it's embarrassing. And I'm just like, why does anybody put a microphone in front of these people? I don't understand it. It's like, it's astounding.
Well, that explains, explains why their viewership is so low.
What do they have, 4 on MSNBC? Maybe 4 a day. I don't know.
I think MSNBC is for a person who gets drunk to have something to laugh at.
I don't know. But, I mean, even Fox probably isn't doing well anymore, because I don't think too many of us watch anything to do with – I've turned them all off. Hannity, O'Reilly, Greta, all of it. I just don't have much use for it anymore. I really don't.
Well,
I only like watching O'Reilly when Lou Dobbs is his guest, because Lou just kind of makes Bill look like a total moron.
I
want to
know what the hell Bob Dylan gets a Medal of Honor medal for. What did he do that any other stupid rock star did?
Oh, my God.
Madeline Albright, for God's sakes.
You know
they
what?
They give him a medal for
to,
doing their job?
They give a medal to Bob Dylan. When was Bob Dylan ever the most popular rock star?
All that was is publicity. It's a publicity stunt. That's it.
I would tell Bob Dylan, if you've sold more records than John Fogerty, prove it to us all.
John Glenn, that's another story.
Same
man deserved it. John Glenn deserved it.
I'll tell you a true American that plays music, Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
Charlie come out, and I tell you what, they think that we're bad when we talk. Charlie pulls no punches. He'll call you an egg-sucking dog to your face. He don't care. He
this
speaks the truth. If you don't like it, that's
start.
Just tough.
I mean, you're degrading the honor by giving one to them.
Yeah
you are. Totally.
Well, look, we live in an upside-down world. Look what's going on around us, and it's coming minute by minute. They're like going warp 20 right now. That's and they're doing it to instill fear in us. Well.
They may be trying to instill fear in us, but the truth is they're the ones who's afraid. That's why they're pushing so hard.
Yep,
because they see it all slipping away, and they see the American public awaking more and more every day, and it scares the bejesus out of them.
We're talking Bob Dylan didn't say anything through the whole thing. He's too damn brain dead from the drugs he did.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that guy was still alive.
I didn't either.
I never cared. I've never been a Bob Dylan fan. He might have wrote some decent songs, but the man couldn't sing to save his butt. He whines through his nose. The best I ever heard Bob Dylan was in the movie.
That they cheapen the honor with something like that.
Oh yes,
you know?
It does.
And then he honors the woman that started the first union. God, give me a break.
I know. I know.
Well, he's only going to honor.
How about some of these Medal of Freedoms for these guys out there in the combat zone?
Yeah. How about it? How about something for those soldiers who lost their life at Fort Hood?
That's where they belong. Yep. That's where those things belong. Not around the neck of Bob Dylan, for God's sakes.
I know.
Well,
it's,
there was a push to give the soldiers from Fort Hood the Purple Heart, and Obama has rejected that.
Yeah,
but I guarantee you, if he could do it without losing popularity, he would hand that Muslim terrorist. It was not a workplace violence. It was an act of Muslim terrorism that murdered our troops at Fort Hood.
Yep, and I'm telling you, Hollis, what they're doing with the degradation of these honors is just akin to blasphemy. It's horrible.
And if I want to pick a star and name him as a hero, well, he was already named a hero, I would have chose Audie Murphy.
Absolutely.
There is an American hero. Not you, Obama. There has never been a president that was as much of a hero as Audie Murphy. And what has Obama done that he's a hero?
He's a commie. He's a flat-out.
He's like Bill Clinton. If they had to go and serve their country on the battlefield, they'd be crapping their pants and whining and crying and wanting a way out.
Yep. Then they'd shrink down like that picture on that fake picture of him on the teeth of George Clooney. That's what he would be doing, schmuck. They're all cowards. Biden's a coward. Hillary Clinton, her sinus is a coward. All of them.
Hillary Clinton is probably the most evil woman on the planet.
She sure is. Oh, yeah, I got you there. I totally agree. She's scared. Now, that's scary. And I mean because she's got the damn power. She's pushing through all these treaties. Oh, when every single person he appointed to any position, he thought about it very carefully because look what he's done look at the people that surround him, the cabinet, the positions, all the czars.
He didn't pick them. Linda, he didn't pick them. He didn't pick none of these people. They were picked for him.
Yeah, because he's probably not smart enough. He's still memorizing.
He wasn't smart. He wasn't smart enough to keep a law license. Neither was his wife.
Yeah, they probably had to relinquish it. God knows what they did. Because everything,
well,
all the records were sealed.
They both did.
Yeah,
they both,
I know.
They had to give up for I'm not going to go out here and say what it was because I can't remember at the moment. But they both had to give up their law licenses for ill doings.
Yep. It's, you know, and all this is coming out. I mean, I was reading about this stuff with Michelle Malkin's Culture of Corruption, three years ago. Yeah, she put that book's amazing. That will tell you some things about Valerie Jarrett and all the rest of them and all this stuff in Chicago. And Valerie Jarrett's, I think, father, I can't remember, was it, he's involved too. I think he gave Obama the first job that he ever had. Anyway. They're all connected.
Yeah.
They've been connected for years.
It's all cronyism. It's
mm-hmm.
Chicago-style cronyism.
And
you know,
all
I got to tell you.
They're all
communists,
every one of them.
In my mind, I would have rather seen John Gotti sitting there than Obama.
Yeah. At least you know that they keep their word. They don't flip-flop.
There really is no
one.
Difference between the two.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
I mean,
I know.
We put for what? For Obama's doing the same kinds of things that we put John Gotti away for.
Well, he's doing a hell of a lot worse. I mean, unfortunately, Stalin died of a brain hemorrhage, but they didn't say whether it was bullet inflicted or not. The reason I call him Barry V is because he's acting like Stalin. That's Stalin's middle initial, and you know that. I've talked about it before. I hate him. I just get so... I mean, even when he first took office and I saw what he was doing and all his speeches, and then one of the first things he did before he started the health care was the Hate Crimes Act, and he pushed that crap through. And I actually sent him a letter and begged him not to do it, but, you know, that went by the wayside. I never got anything back.
Well, that was kind of silly because we already had laws.
It doesn't matter to these people. They've got too many laws on the books. You don't even know if you're breaking a law anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well, laws lead to fines, and fines leads to more money for politicians to spend. I want to give you a quick little story about something here. Cummins Engine Company is building up and going to hire 290 people in the Seymour area. But the people they're going to hire have to be high-skilled, so they're not going to come from the Seymour area. So Seymour all of a sudden says, well, we need more houses for these new people coming here. And not that there isn't already 1,000 houses sitting empty in the county from foreclosures.
Oh, my
but
God.
They need more houses. So what do? They go out, they're going to go out and they're going to annex some more land to build these houses.
Rats. Right.
For people who aren't from here, so they can come here and take these jobs. And
unbelievable.
I had to think about it for a while. I started thinking, you know, what they're doing is basically they're using, because Cummins is going to create some jobs, they're using that as a method to grab up more land.
Yep.
They're doing Agenda 21.
Of course they are. It's all connected. Nobody sees it. That's
exactly.
Why I have to. Everything they're doing with these treaties and the UN, everything the UN's doing, everything Hillary's doing, all of these people, the Soroses, the Castons, they're all connected. Nobody can see it except people like me and you and people in my task force. And we're like these people in the wilderness screaming our heads off and nobody will understand. I'm telling you, Bill, it's enough to make anybody just, you know, have fire shoot out their eyes.
I'm sure a lot of you other people, when you start talking about issues and stuff, people are like, well, you're so smart. I'm not smart. I'm informed. I've checked.
Yeah.
I've read.
You watched. You
it ain't
read.
About smarts.
And about smarts, you're about caring enough to read and study it out.
That's
exactly.
It isn't about smarts.
It's about doing your own freaking homework. And I just. You know, and I love the back in the day when Frank Winkle was on and he had us all cracking up because it's the truth. You want to keep the truth from these coneheads? hide it in a book because they will not read a damn thing that's not written by Noam Chomsky.
That's exactly right. How long have we all been taught there are two people you don't trust, a politician and a lawyer?
Yep.
So why in the hell are you? So why in the hell are people just giving up and trusting that what this lawyer or politician is telling them is the gospel?
Don't
you check? If your kid comes in and something happens, your kid comes in and tells you a story, and it don't seem right, don't you go checking to see if the kid's telling you the truth or not?
Of course.
Then why the hell is it any different with your politicians?
Well, the problem is that the complacency finally is going away. People are starting to wake up, but the complacency has been so bad that they just, you know, they trust all these institutions that have been so corrupted. And I can't even imagine anybody in their right mind keeping their kids in public school in the United States of America. I mean, in California, it's 10 times worse than some. So
that's why here I'm kind of thankful we put in the most expensive charter school system in the nation.
Good.
And that's the reason. Then a lot of people are pulling their kids out of the public schools. They're homeschooling them or they're sending them to a charter school.
Well, the only issue there
because
are the charter
schools.
Because
they want them to be taught the truth and not indoctrinated with lies.
How do the laws work in your state, Bill? Charter schools in the state of Georgia, after 3 years, go to the state.
That doesn't happen here. That wasn't written into it. But
that's a good thing.
Here, if a parent decides they don't like the public school and they want to send their kid to a charter school, the state will subsidize the parents for doing that.
Wow. Yeah. We've got a lot of changes to make, and I know that we need to educate everybody, especially the younger generation, because, you know, we're not going to last long enough to see this through, probably. So we've got to have somebody take up the reins when we're gone, and that's a big part of what I know Glenn Beck's doing and others are doing, and the As a Moms are doing, and all the Republicans here who are patriots are doing with their kids. So hopefully, and we do have, even in San Diego, on a couple of our campuses, the not only the Young Republicans clubs, but what they're doing is they're actually learning about Agenda 21. They're learning about Dr. Singer and Lord Monckton and all these people. And, they understand the Constitution. They're waking up by the thousands, which is a godsend. So hopefully the spiritual awakening is really taking root, Bill, because...
I think it is.
Well, look,
I really do.
I do, too. And you look. Obama's done things the last month and a half where he has appealed to a small percentage and ignored the vast majority. That's not going to win you an election.
I think he's been doing that since he got in. That's
what
I'm seeing.
But
I believe it's
going to
be his downfall, though.
Huh?
I believe it's going to be his downfall.
Oh,
I hope so. Because, I mean, he's losing support left and right, and that's why they're so desperate, Bill, and I think you're right. That's why they're trying to terrorize us.
Yeah, they are totally wigged out.
Good. That's what we need to keep them. We need to push them right up against the wall and make them just, you know, what in the pants. I mean, really, that's what we got to do because it's gone way too far to the other side. And we've got to get it back. And
well,
the only way I know is, yeah.
If we keep him, we keep him against the wall and keep him struggling, okay, he's going to come out and do something stupid, say something stupid, push somebody's button the wrong way, and it's going to get worse for him. That's what I'm expecting to see. And if Romney has his act together and does anything close to what he did in the last few debates that he had, then he'll make him look like a fool during the debates.
I tell you, somebody better be, I don't know who's doing his Romney speech writing, but he better have it on board. He better have it nailed to the wall. There's no reason not to come out fighting with this guy. If Mitt is serious, then he better come out swinging.
He has got all the conservative talk radio show hosts doing what he should be doing himself.
Right.
Exactly. He's got half the country doing what he should be doing himself.
He may decide that he doesn't have to do as much, but I think if he doesn't step up and start voicing some of this stuff himself, then it is going to hurt him.
Yeah, he needs to vilify him.
If he doesn't show up and stand up and show that he is a strong leader and able to defend his points of view and conservatism and the American way of life, how can we expect he's going to be a strong enough leader to protect us and defend us when if he wins?
Well, he's got the veterans' vote right now. He's pulled
right
out points ahead of Obama with the veterans' vote. Where he's still not is the women's vote. He has got to do something to pull the women's vote. Obama's still 7 points ahead of him in the women's vote.
Oh, Jesus.
And that don't make sense because, you look, he supports Islam and all that stuff.
That goes right back to the fact that we all know, okay, the news media is not going to teach people what the Islamic, how the Islamic men treat their women. That's the bottom line.
All they got is pick up newspapers.
It refuses to cover the truth.
I know. And the sad part is, Hollis, too many people constantly rely on this lame-brain Marxist media to give them information. This is the problem.
And then they never check on what they get.
No.
They never try to fact-check or see if they're being told the truth or nothing. They just accept it. Oh, well, it came from the media. It's got to be true.
Well, here's part of the problem. He knows he has the average American family, okay, two people working, suffering to get by, to keep the bills paid, to keep the mortgage paid, to put groceries on the table, and they're not going to take the time to do that.
Hell, it's crazy.
No, and they're overwhelming the system.
Mm-hmm.
Totally overwhelming the system.
Well, I mean, I'll give you this. I sit at work where I work, and there's some real liberal idiots there. Okay? Real, real idiots there. I'm sorry, but. And they're more interested in when they've got downtime, they're on Facebook or playing stupid games on the computer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. The local site, if you go to it from Freetown here, it ain't nothing but gaming bites and stuff like that. There's nobody talking about real issues. I try to. They throw me off. That's just how the mentality of the country. It's like the childhood obesity, and they keep going off of the food. It's not the food so much as the fact that you've made these kids nothing but a potato. They're either on a video game or they're sitting there texting. But they're not out exercising, they're not out hiking, they're not out riding their bikes, they're not out doing these kinds of things. Hell, and then you wonder why they're overweight.
Well, Rod just put something in the chat room that's telling, okay? The Republican Party's got to earn his trust again because they need to get Bonner out of the frickin' Congress. We've got to deal with the leadership in Congress for the American people to start trusting him again.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean,
how can I trust Boehner when he doesn't have the guts to stand up and defend an American like Brian Kerry, who was murdered at the hands of the Justice Department by letting guns walk? And Boehner keeps backing off on everything, and it's like they've got to Boehner, and he's either threatened or he's just totally incompetent.
Well,
both.
He's trying to cover his butt
leader,
keep his job, and it ain't going to happen.
No, what he's doing is he's uncovering his butt and going to lose his job.
Yep.
That's exactly what needs to happen.
Everybody's sick of Boehner.
I'm going to be honest, Rod. I don't have no faith in Romney.
Nope.
But it's going to come down to Romney and Obama because they won't talk about anybody else, and...
We know what Obama's doing. I'd rather gamble on Romney right now and trust that we end up with the Senate and the House again so he can be controlled.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, until we can actually get a true conservative, a true patriot, a true American, with American that's going to protect the American ideology, the American culture, the American economy, and the American people. And we don't have anybody in sight to do that.
Except for Ron Paul. They won't even talk
about
it.
Well, you got more than Ron Paul. You got Alan West. You got some congressmen in there that are willing to stand to the Constitution.
Well, except that, you know, when you talk about the NDAA and the other ones, I mean, Alan West voted for all that stuff. And,
you know,
that just grates me.
That really discouraged me.
Yeah, huge. I don't know.
And when anybody starts dishing, you know, well, they don't like Ron Paul, a great question would be, man, what is it about the Constitution you find disheartening?
So offensive. The problem is everybody has completely forgotten what the, you know, they always talk about the judicial, executive, and the, you know, the legislative branches. But what about the fourth, I would call the fourth branch, and that's we the people, and nobody's representing us at all, except maybe a tiny, tiny handful of people. And I'm just, that's what sets my teeth on edge, because nobody is screaming about this stuff.
But the people are, Linda. That's the difference. It's people like you and I and the people on our site and the people who have sites all over the country. They're seeing this, and they're saying enough is enough. It's time to deal with it.
I know.
Yeah.
So
it's gotten out of hand. It's gotten too far, and it has to come to a halt now.
Yeah, now.
Quit
and
trying to give away our country.
Yeah, they're just evil. It's going to be tyranny on steroids. And you're right, Hollis, we've got to have the House and the Senate, but we can't just, you know, can't go with the old guard. We've got to do like 10-fold of what we did in 2010 and just completely clean their clocks. If we're lucky enough,
without it, we're not going to go anywhere. And Rod's right, the Constitution is what's standing in the way of the one world government, and that's why Obama's trying to dismantle the Constitution in every way he can.
And
well,
that's why
he's not
so many
the only
attacks
one.
On the Second Amendment.
Yep. He's not the only one. Look at the Senate. If they ratify those treaties, Hollis, you know, it's done. It's a done deal. This is, you have to keep fighting. Nobody's getting this. I'm dealing with it right in Bill, you know, from fighting Agenda 21. Every single town in America speaks to this. They are Stepford plans. They're identical because they're all written by ICHRA. And the UN, this A21 crowd, the Wildlands Project, America 20, all of it, they're all the same because they're coming from the same top-down garbage, and it's been it has trickled down to the low level, and that's what we're fighting on a daily basis. And they're taking away every freedom that God has ever even thought about giving us, and I'm not going to stand for it. And that's part of that's going to be in my speech. I know that. Ugh.
Well, a good way, Linda, is if you can ask a question that you know they can't answer.
Okay.
Which with the left is not hard to do.
Well, that's the other, you know, Rod's got a point, too, there. After this election, which I believe I really, you know, I'd be just completely dumbfounded, which I was before, that Obama wins again, but in order for the Tea Party to start a third party, it'll have to get done in a matter of 4 years. Rod's right. It's got to be done quick.
Yeah.
And whether we, you know, impose the independent party or take over and completely destroy the Republican Party and start it over, well, however it works, okay, it's got to be done.
Well, the establishment of the Republican Party turned their back on Republican principles.
Of course. And that's why they should start learning how to spell WHIG, because they are going to be gone one way or another. And if not,
I pray they are.
Out of hand. Huh?
Oh, I pray they are. I pray they're gone next time around.
I agree with you there, but let's try to keep some semblance of non-tyranny in this country. This is what frightens me, is they want to rule us like Stalin did, and don't think they won't do it. Oh, give them half. Are you kidding me?
Obama in his speech today talked about, you know, he talked about revolution in his speech today when he was giving out medals. That sometimes has to happen. Come on.
Well, yeah, because he wants a revolution.
Well, he's not going to like the outcome.
The Tea Party has known all along that Obama wanted violence in the streets.
Well, the problem is, you know, because we can't have it now because the spiritual awakening hasn't taken place. And if you have one right now, it's going to wind up with guillotine, just like the French one. Believe me, you can't do it without God. And if people, you know what I'm saying? And that took 40 years the last time before 1776 rolled around. And if we didn't have those people that were God-loving people like Washington and the rest of them, every single patriot that stood next to him, it would not have turned out the way it did. It would have been bad news, just like all the others. I'm telling you.
Well,
we got to be real careful.
In the Republican Party, the Tea Party has infiltrated a mass size of that already.
Yes, and pray for Ted Cruz in Texas, because he was the one that was. I'm telling you, this was like 2 months ago or three, because time flies. But he was talking with Glenn Beck on the 9:15 on his radio show in the morning, and he was talking about Agenda 21, and he's the first guy that I've ever. That's running for senator that ever talked about it that I knew about on the airwaves. And I'm going, whoa. So I looked into this guy, right? And then Jim DeMint, who tries to help get these good guys in, like he did the last time, talked about Ted Cruz in one of his emails to me. And I go, oh, good. One less fax I don't have to send out. You know, because you got to get the good guys in there.
Well, did you see where the guy bought so many copies of the Harbinger and sent it to all his state elected?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I heard Glenn. I didn't hear Glenn talking about that. Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Good.
Now, the only problem would be is getting the state elected to actually read it, because they don't read the bills they pass, just like the federal elected.
Italy, they don't read the Constitution. They don't read the deck. They don't read anything.
Last week when Rand Paul tried to bring it up to stop the FDA from buying weapons and ammunition, only 15 people supported that idea.
Grief. Yeah, I'm telling
you. That tells me that we got another 85 people that need to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, when you deal with, there's in both houses, there's what, 435 of them? I could probably, you know, pick out maybe 20 if I'm lucky, and the rest of them need to go. They're bad.
Well, you're picking out twice what I could.
Yeah, it's tough. They got
to
go.
I'll tell you, I like to, when I send Todd Young quite a few messages on Facebook. I send them to his congressional office. I send them everywhere. And I'd just like to pin his ears back, because this man has never mentioned anything about Agenda 21. And we have no real choice, because it's either him or Democrats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's crazy.
And, and these people get elected, and once they get up to D.C., they forget all the principles and values they escond that they were going to support and back and bring about. Yeah,
they see dollar signs, and they're shown the money trail. That's what it is, folks.
Yeah,
they've insulated themselves from the law. They have allowed themselves to inside trade without getting caught. They go there and realize to get along, you got to play along. If you play along and get along, you become a very rich individual before you leave there.
You know what? I swear, Hollis, I think they send them all to the Bohemian Grove for a week and indoctrinate the hell out of them.
What good does it to gain the world if you're going to lose your soul?
They don't care. They dangle enough
because
money.
Because they think they're above God. And
no one is above God. You know, we've already decided that they're whores. They're just haggling over the price. Okay? This is what it's about. It's pure and simple. And it doesn't take long to corrupt them. It doesn't.
Linda, do you have chat up?
The what?
Do you have the chat room up?
seeing it because I'm outside, or I can't get a signal in that room.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently Rod's been used some of your advice already and has gotten people's attention with it. He's saying thank you.
Oh, cool. Was it a 10 to 21 or what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Someone else named Linda.
So.
Praise the Lord.
Another Linda.
Yeah, there's two of us. Rod has a friend in Texas or somewhere, and we were emailing back and forth because Rod hooked us up for me getting her information on Agenda 21 because she was trying to fight it in her area. So I sent my stuff out to Michael Magic. I sent it out to Brian. I sent it out to this girl.
Well, apparently she's using it and it's helped. So he's grateful.
Good. And thank God. Thank God. And then
she's using
it out
the info you give her.
I even sent some to Robert Kaplan because he had asked for it because I'm trying to get information to everyone as fast as I can because, you know, who better to speed against these clowns because they are coming down on me like a rain of bullets. They're killing me.
I told you the other day, Linda, you're going to get to that point like me when they see me coming. It's, oh, crap. And rather than they won't talk to me because, as the one guy said, don't argue with him, you'll lose.
Yeah, you know, I've got to hone my skills because, you know, as much as I know, and I'm up against people who are clueless on this stuff, don't know diddly squat about, don't know who Tom DeWeese is, they don't know who Maurice Strong is, they don't know Gaia from, you know, Gaga, and it's ridiculous. And I'm trying to educate them, and they're giving me 3 minutes. Are you kidding me? Oh,
well, did you see the thing the other day? 1 out of 33 people interviewed knew who the Bilderbergs were.
Of course. They don't
one
know
out
who
of
Biden
33.
Is. They don't even know who Biden is.
Oh, I
they
can't blame
know.
Them there.
They,
I wouldn't
I know,
admit
but
I
they,
knew him either.
They wouldn't even know who Timothy Geithner is. They wouldn't know who Ben Bernanke was if you threw him in their face. These people, I mean... Come on, Bill. We've done our work, and we've done a lot of it. Just in 3.5 years, I have gained so much knowledge. Like I said, my head will explode, but I have to digest it. I have to put it in my – I have to spit it back out. I have no choice. How – it's like I put it akin to how do you not put your own family? You know what I'm saying? How do you sit down and say, oh, well, I'm dialing 911. Maybe they'll help. I mean, that's what I cannot sit down and not do it. You know what I mean? I can't stop. I have to do it.
Well, I go through that in my own family. I have a lot of them that don't like me, don't like the idea of what I do.
Right.
I had an uncle, and I love him dearly. We got in an argument, and I told him flat out, I don't know how you can profess to be a Christian and vote Democrat.
I know.
And he didn't understand. It upset him. He didn't understand me at the time, but I'm pretty sure now with the abortion, the homosexuality, and everything else,
yes,
and the attacks against Christianity and stuff, he's coming around to realizing what I said, why I said what I said now, and he's changed his outlook and says he's voting Republican.
I might have a minutes on my show tomorrow to talk about this when I'm reading. I'm almost done with the book, but this was David Barton. He's talking about American history in black and white. And he's talking about the 1800s and the Reconstruction and all these things. This Democrat Party has been evil from the get-go. Do you know that they're the ones who started the KKK? They're the ones who implemented the Jim Crow laws. They're the ones who've done all these things throughout history that have been just absolutely antithetical to freedom for mankind on this planet.
If we go to the racism issue, the KKK is a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
The Black Panthers
I'm reading
are
it right
a Democrat.
Now.
The Black Panthers are a Democrat thing. La Raza, the Mexican clan, the Hispanic clan, whatever you want to call them, they're the same thing. They're all racist hate orgs, yet the SPLC only lists people like you and I as being racist.
Well, they have nothing else to play. They can't stand on their record. Come on, Bill. Yeah, I mean, please, they can't tell the truth. They can't live in reality. They have to have a Alice in Wonderland upside down world and convince the rest of these clowns that there's global warming and we're causing it, and Al Gore is some kind of genius. I mean, that guy's not a scientist. He's a schmuck.
Political science is not a science. It's an ideology.
Yeah.
It's theology.
I know.
A philosophy at the best. But it is not science. It is not hard-based fact science.
Every single thing. Yeah.
Al Gore couldn't mix vinegar and baking soda.
Okay. Everything that has been put down by Agenda 21 and the UN, you know, climate change, all these guys, IPCC, all these idiots, all of it is steeped in Marxism. I mean, you go to any, you can go back to Plato, Engels, Marx, I don't care, Lenin, it's all there. It's exactly, what the hell do you think Stalin was doing in the Ukraine, doing the collective farming? That's what they're trying to do here. It's so out in the open. It's so simple. It's as plain as day. It's as plain as nose on your face, and they can't see it. And I'm like, oh God.
And then, if you try to expose them, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, that's going to be another part of my speech. I'm going to say, look, people.
Remember,
this is not conspiracy theory. This is a fact, and I have done my fact.
Remember,
so I'm about to tell you.
When the first people started talking about the Bilderbergs, it was, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. There is no such group.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Now
no,
we know that there was all along, and the ones that were saying that there wasn't were nothing but liars and trying to push their agenda.
Yep.
And it's that way with a lot of things. Every conspiracy,
sure.
Good conspiracy theory, though, starts with a grain of truth.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Bill, and this is one thing that I agree with many people like Breitbart and Glenn. Sunlight is the best disinfectant on the planet, and we are going to start exposing, and they're going to be exposing themselves. But I'm planning on getting a giant spotlight and getting it even more so exposed every day. I have to do it, Bill. I have to shine huge, giant searchlights on these people. I just have to. It has to be done. And the general public has got to be aware of this, and I keep trying. I'm only one person, and I've got a handful of people to help me. But I think Ron was right when he said, we need our own TV station broadcast. Oh, man. I would kill for that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice. But Linda, I want to impart something to you, sister. God only needs one person. God only needs one person. Read the Bible.
Yes.
He only needed to use one person each time. He
yep.
didn't need an army. He just needed one person.
He used Noah, and he used Moses, and he used David, and he used all these people. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right.
I use Samson pushing down the pillars. And people have asked me, why do I use that? I use that because I'm trying to tear down the walls of progressivism. I'm trying to tear down the walls of the New World Order. I'm trying to bring it all crumbling to the ground. That's why I use that photo.
Absolutely. That is so amazing. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, you know, a lot of these, anybody who comes up against me and says I'm a racist, I'm going to say, when I look at Obama, the only color I see is red, complete with a gold sickle and hammer, and see what they say, idiots.
You know,
and if you're of color and you support conservative ideology, well, you're no more than an animal.
Yeah, it's 10 times worse for those poor people.
Yep,
oh,
it
I know.
It's,
absolutely.
It would be hard to be Alan West. It would be hard to be Keyes and some of these others.
Well, Michelle Malkin's not white. She's outspoken. And what's her name?
And she's being called every name there is.
Oh, my gosh. What's that black gal that did that book?
Star Parker?
Yeah.
Or Doreen Bernelli.
Or Garofalo. I can't remember. She's a black lady. She's been on Hannity quite a bit, and I know she's been on Glenn's show. I mean, can't even imagine what they call Elvita King. You know, who knows what they call her. But Alan West, hard to be Alan West? Don't go up against the shooting match with that guy. He's courageous.
He's got an army backing him.
Yeah, that's true. But I heard he's a good shot.
And but you know, like, okay, why don't more people of color listen to Thomas Sowell? He's obviously by far one of the most brilliant people in the country.
He is. He's like the Milton Friedman as far as economics. He gets it. You know, he's a conservative.
He'd have been a hell of a lot better choice than Timothy Geithner.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Unfortunately, people like Hayek and Friedman are gone now. So I don't know. There's plenty of brilliant people out there that understand these things, and they're young enough to be, well, of course, whoever.
Well, Rod asked a question. If we were to face a conflict right now in the same realm as World War II, could we win it?
I don't know.
No, because a lot of our weaponry and stuff right now is produced by foreign countries. And we see we're already having a problem with China putting crap in our military stuff now.
It's a mess.
You know.
So you don't think
it's a total mess.
The American ingenuity could kick in and turn it around?
Well, without our factories and without and the
factories
way the left
are out
is
there. They're just not being used.
Right. We would have to open up and start that all up again and start producing our own weaponry and close off giving our military secrets to all our enemies in other countries. And could we win? Well, the American spirit tells me yes, we could. But I don't think you would get the total support that they had during World War II from the populace today. We have too many orgs and people out there that have bought into the lie that we're the bad guys.
Yeah.
I'd hate to have to do
it
again.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting.
I don't know what.
But we may be coming to that. We already have foreign troops on our soil training for what?
They're coming against us. Who do you think they're coming against?
Oh, yeah, we got the FDA buying ammo. We've got Homeland Security buying tremendous amounts of ammo. We got the IRS buying ammo. And you got to wonder, what are they gearing up for?
I wonder if
the gun walking and grenade walking and everything else wasn't to supply an enemy that's hidden in Mexico.
That could be. Oh, we're going to get from all sides. If you don't think there's gulags ready for us to be put into, you got to be dreaming. All they have to do is flip the switch, just the orders. And this creep, this idiot, this miserable Marxist in the White House, he's just itching to do it. God forgive me.
Well, Rod, the reason we don't grow enough food right now is because that's how the government has messed things up. If it came right down to it, we would have no problem growing enough food to feed our nation. My state could shut itself off and be self-sufficient as far as food goes. We don't need anybody else.
If we didn't have Texas running California, we could have a beautiful breadbasket again instead of the second Mojave Desert, which is the Central Valley, because these miserable lefties destroyed it by shutting the water off. They have destroyed the state of California. It's gone.
Yeah, Rod.
Well,
I think Rod's got another good point. People are so concerned about the economy and their self and paying their bills and taking care of their families and taking care of their everything that they've got to take care of, okay? They don't realize how weak we are militarily.
That's true.
And Obama making all the relationships he is with the, you know, axis of evil. It just, you know, it's hard to say where we would end up and how we would end up if we got into a major, you know, global conflict.
Well, the last time Hitler was on it was our enemy. This time Hitler's sitting in our White House.
Yeah, it only takes a couple bullets to take that. Oh, God, don't let me say it.
It would still take more than it would take so much more than that. That's what my boy said. I don't want to see. I don't want to see nobody try to shoot or assassinate or anything. I don't want no one trying to harm him physically. I want Obama
arrested.
To pay the price, and I want him to have his socialist utopia. So I want him to sit in prison for the rest of his life and live under socialism in its purest form.
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for that. But how do we do this? I mean, nobody's doing anything except they're suing him in court. And then you got Arpaio, and then you got, I mean, it's just
well,
so much rhetoric
part,
right now.
On that part, Newt was right. On the court systems, Newt was right. We have put people into our court systems that
yep.
don't follow the law. They interpret
yep.
the law to what they think. And when you're
right.
putting socialists in those positions, well, how do you think they're going to interpret the law?
Of course they are, yeah. They've been doing it for 80 years, Bill.
When Ginsburg made her comments about the Constitution, there should have been something in there where we could have bounced her ass right out of the Supreme Court and into a jail cell somewhere.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I don't care
absolutely.
If she's 110. I don't care if she's 110 and only going to live a week. She should have been thrown in jail. That was treasonous.
Yeah, the whole thing
we
is everything.
We see acts of treachery, acts of treason, acts of violating the Constitution. I mean, just every day out of our elected.
Yeah.
And the others, the opposite side in our elected, sit back and don't say crap.
They don't say a word. I know.
Their silence is deafening. Because by their silence,
yep.
they are admitting, you know, they're showing their true colors.
Yep, absolutely. I'm sick of it, and we're all tired of it. So I don't know what the answer is going to be except what we're doing. And, you know, we just stay active with your people and wherever you live. And if you have to fight illegal immigration or Agenda 21, you just got to rally your troops together and pull it together. And the thing is, we can't let up. You can't stop. You know, the only time that Dietrich Bonhoeffer stopped was when they hanged him and they put him in prison. That's the only time he stopped. And that's the only time the death stopped. And all the people, the righteous among the nations, stopped when they were put into prison. And, you know, we have
the
to
UN,
go to the mat.
The UN backing illegal immigrants. It's because that's part of Agenda 21 to destroy the culture. Because if
right.
the UN was a viable,
uh-huh.
truthful, honest organization, they would
uh-huh.
be trying to help Mexico fix the problems within their country. And I'm going to tell you, one of the problems in the Mexican country is Americans. Americans who move there open their businesses up for nothing more than to take advantage of the Mexican people. Mexican companies in Mexico should be run by Mexicans. And they should
right.
have Mexican employees, and they should be trying to do the best for the Mexican people. You can't – hell, we're in America, and we can't trust these people. How the hell do you people down there in Mexico trust them?
I know.
They're
it's
doing
terrible.
Nothing to try to build Mexico up to be a good place for their citizens to live. No, they are trying to encourage them to break our laws. Why don't we
right.
use – when we catch an illegal immigrant, why don't we use his country's laws on him?
Right. I agree. I mean, well, we have them in place. Nobody's been following the Constitution for how long? 120 years? They've been destroying it, Bill, in front of our eyes. And you know, like I said, the Congress, both houses, have been just absolutely impotent. On purpose, I think. They're just not.
They're pitiful.
They're
pitiful.
Oh, yeah.
It is the most pitiful group of so-called representatives I've ever seen.
It's bad.
The last two or three Congresses, especially the ones
yep.
in the last two. They're immoral. They're nothing but serving greed, and they're self-serving, or they're just flat-out cowards.
Or they're full-on commies and nihilists, I'm telling you. That's what I see. They're just, they have drunk the Kool-Aid and smoked
well,
the crack, and they're in it.
The bottom line is we have there's so many crooks out there.
Yep.
Okay? Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I mean, well, if they did what they should do, they would, like Rod said, they'd go to deal with the drug cartels.
I know. Hollis, I'm going through this in my town on several issues, not just one or two issues, not just the circular element of 21, but I'm up against it with the greed. I mean, and it's all tied to A21, but nobody will listen to me. Well, they will soon enough. But just here in my own park, these owners are rotten. There's other parks down the street from me who have decent owners. They're fighting against this Prop E, taking away our rent protection. It's insanity what's going on here. In order to sell my coach someday, I'm going to have to sue the owner with a class action suit. And we got to apply to legal aid to do it because we can't go up against this billionaire. He'll squash us like bugs. It's horrible. The greed and corruption goes all the way to your neighborhood streets. It's everywhere. It's very sad what has happened to this country. Very sad.
Yeah. Anybody who gets elected takes that as an invitation to do insider trading or take money from special interest or whatever. They don't. They're no longer choosing to run to serve the people. They're choosing to run to serve themselves.
Themselves, and it's extremely narcissistic. It's very self-centered, and it's they're anti-God. I'm telling you, they are not serving God at all, and it shows up. It shows up huge.
Well, I agree with you, Rod. Attacking Libya was wrong. Attacking Syria would be wrong.
Into Syria, guys. Hey, don't even think it isn't going to happen. They booted Syria out of the country, gave them 72 hours to leave. There's boots on the ground already. We know that already. They've been boots on the ground for a long time in Syria.
Yep.
They're going into Syria.
But I think they're going to use that as a smokescreen, Hollis, because and try to divert the attention because Israel's going to go after Iran.
Well, but they're trying to get Israel not to until after the election for a reason. But I'm telling you, they're going into Syria, and it's going to be an election ploy by Obama.
Oh, great. That just shows that he... That makes him an even bigger warmonger than they claimed Bush was.
They'll spin it. You know how they'll spin it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? I can find a picture of Bush in, I can find a picture of Bush in a military uniform. And don't get me wrong, I am not a Bush fan. I consider he's a part of the problem, too, him and his father, both. And as far as his brother Jeb, I'd throw him in prison beside Obama because he deserves a utopia, socialist utopia.
Yep.
But I can at least find a picture of George Bush in a military uniform. You can't find one of Obama. But you know that Obama marched with the Black Panthers. You know Obama's tied to radical people, terrorists.
Yep.
You know he's a Muslim. I don't care how many times he tries to say he's not. He's a liar.
Yep.
You guys just
a liar.
Hold on to your shoes because that's what's going to happen. We are going into Syria before it's all said and done. They are setting it up now.
But who are we going to be fighting, Hollis?
That's the problem.
Russia.
Yeah, that's who's supplying them.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's sick. It's a mess.
And it's all for Obama to get reelected, I'm telling you.
I don't know how that's going to get him reelected, but...
Because he's being the humanitarian that nobody else will be.
Oh, please. He's the black liberation theology.
And Code Pink will sit with their thumbs up their rears while he does this kind of stuff. But the moment a Republican does anything humanitarian, they're all about try him for war crimes and this and that.
Yep. It's always been that way for a long time with our media and all the lefties. They're all in on it together, and they're desperate. And
would someone please tell me how America became so full of America haters?
I don't know. I think it's the education system. They've been doing it for. They have been indoctrinating people and erasing history since before my mother was born. because she, when I show her the books I'm reading, she says, I never learned any of this. And they actually had a decent education back then. But none of the history that I've given her does she know. Not one ounce of it. She's pissed because she didn't get this.
Well, I've had
and
a great advantage
my
last
mother's almost
few
90 years old.
I've had a great advantage the last few years, and that's been Hollis and you, Linda, and all the people on the Patriots family site and all the people, Patriots out there who work on exposing things, because I have learned from all of you.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Well,
and I've learned from you, too.
His kill,
absolutely.
You know.
And that's the thing. We just got to keep spreading it on our own because the media is not going to do it. The elected's not going to do it.
No.
And the leftists are just going to keep pushing out lies.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't do it, nobody's going to.
Yeah, we have to be voice of reason and sanity and turn this thing back around, because if we don't educate our neighbors and everybody around us, whoever will listen, and maybe some won't. Don't get me started, because I'll have to have a civil war in my own neighborhood. No, I'm just kidding. But we have to do these things, and we have to get on our knees, and we have got to just wake up people in the spiritual realm and also in the education of history, of the founding of this country, what the hell it's all about. They have no clue. If I say the word Montesquieu or John Locke or Basquiat, they'd look at me like I'm speaking Greek, Bill. They don't know who I'm talking about.
They
it's
have
sad.
No concept who you're talking about. I know, it is sad.
It's ridiculous.
Simple things that we learned in grade school and stuff, high school seniors don't know today.
I know. I'm telling you, my mother's going to be 90 years old in November. She didn't even learn this stuff. Not one whit of it. And I'm telling you, she's mad about that. She's on board with me 100%, thank God. So, and if my dad were here and didn't have Alzheimer's, because he's gone now, but, well, he'd be standing right next to me at the city council, believe me.
I'd like to think I had an uncle, he was kind of politically active a lot, and I like to think when I first started this, I went to my mother and said, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And she kind of questioned me at first and realized my mom's been a lifelong Democrat till the last election. And I said, I got to wonder what my Uncle Wally would have told me. And my mom told me, your uncle would have told you, if you believe what you're doing is right, then you go after it with everything you got and you never back off. Thank you, Mom, because I've done that.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and my mom actually starts, she's been reading my book. She read Bonhoeffer. She's read Liberty and Tyranny and a lot of the books, you know, the one that Rod gave me and I gave to Yola, America's Providential History. I educate her as much, and she's waiting for me to finish my one by Barton. She wants to read that one too. Because none of us know this stuff. This was not taught to anybody, black, white, or red, nothing. Nobody taught this stuff. So
they didn't want no one knowing.
Of course not. They did it on purpose. This is when that Berlin Wall came down and everybody goes, "Oh, communism is dead." What a joke!
Well, you know,
that's when they steamrolled us.
Statistically, it's the first time in history that the preceding generation is smarter than the current generation.
Wow.
Now, what does that say about our education system? That someone as old as I am is actually smarter than my own children.
Because they're not taught anything, Bill. I mean, look what we've had to...
It's all about indoctrinating, Linda. It's not about educating. But
I know that.
Right back to Agenda 21. They want the populace dumbed down. Because if you're educated and if you're intelligent, well, then you keep seeking truth. And that's a bad thing, according to the left.
Of course. Because you can't have slaves if you have, you know, just like the black slaves. Why do you think they would punish you by death for teaching them to read? Same thing. That's where they're getting this from. Telling you, goes way back, hundreds of years. That's exactly what they're doing. They're this communism stuff is old. I mean, our founders knew that word. They knew. They didn't have to worry about it. I mean, Engels and Marx weren't born yet, but they knew about it. They knew the ideology behind it because they had to live under it with King George. And they had to, you know, from the time King George took the throne in, I think it was 1760, they had to live under that a-hole for 16 years before they said, that's it. 16 years. Because it was, he took the throne at the age of 22, and 1759 was when George Washington married Martha Custis, 1 year before the idiot 22-year-old. And I think at that time when he took the throne, George was 27, because he married Martha when he was 26. People don't know this stuff. All you got to do is read it. It's all out there.
I know that George Washington, at 16 years old, surveyed land for Henry Van Meteren in the Shenandoah Valley. He stayed at Henry Van Meteren's house, and they had many discussions on religion. Imagine that. But you don't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I know that because I have the Van Meteren Chronicles, because I'm of that ancestry. But you don't hear, you're never going to hear anyone else talk about that George was being schooled on Christianity and stuff at a young age.
He started when he was 4 years old, when his mother read to him from the Bible.
Exactly.
To read Sacred Fire by Peter Lilbach. And I haven't even gotten to that one yet, but I will. It's just amazing the history that's just been erased and revised. It's horrible. Read Barton's Original Intent. You'll get an idea of what the Supreme Court has done over the last 120 years. Yeah, it's amazing.
I listened to a radio show the other day, and a guy called in. He was like, quit trying to impeach Obama. He was duly elected. And the guy was from Wisconsin. And I asked him, I said, are you trying to recall Governor Walker? He said, yeah. I said, why? He was duly elected. And the guy just, you know, it just left him stunned. He didn't know how to answer me.
Of course not. They're idiots. I know. Well, Hollis, are you excited about Indiana?
Yeah, I am, because I think they're gonna the people of Indiana realize what they have in their governor.
It's not our governor, Hollis.
Oh,
it's our state elected.
I was talking about hanging out with us.
Oh, trip! I thought you. I got Wisconsin on my mind, I guess.
Oh, sorry.
Mitch has signed everything, but a lot of the stuff that happened here in Indiana this last round. Mitch didn't want the GOP, he didn't want them going after certain items because he thought it was a dividing issue. They went ahead and done it anyway and laid it on his desk, and then he signed it. Mitch himself, go back and check, Mitch supported the North American Union, he supported the SPP project, he supported the NAFTA Superhighway. He's a globalist.
Wow.
Unreal.
Anyway, I have my list.
Ruby, our new governor.
I have my list made to take in my suitcases to come play in July, because I'm so excited. I need a vacation. It's been a while since I've had one. So
I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to one thing at this gathering. Is there will be a guy named Jim Lucas. He's running for a state office. And Jim is another Ron Golden.
Wow.
I mean, he's a constitution. He can tell you everything, anything. He has the monetary, all of it. He's another Ron Golden. And to get these two together, in one room and get them talking, I want a camera on it. I want it taped so I can throw this
somebody
on the internet.
Somebody bring a recording device. Oh, my God. Somebody bring a tape recorder. Oh, my God.
I bought a camcorder the other day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Do you have a tripod?
I do.
Okay, I was going to say, if you don't, I've got extras.
I bought a camcorder just to you know, all this kind of good stuff.
Oh, good, Hollis. Oh, my gosh. Our party animal. I expect to see Hollis with a lampshade on somewhere during this party.
I am. Linda, I'm the biggest lightweight you've ever met.
Oh, no.
I am.
No,
I'm the opposite.
If I drink a beer before dinner, I get lightheaded.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble.
I am a serious lightweight.
I had a whole beer this weekend.
Because I could probably drink you under the table any day of the week.
It wouldn't take much to do such. It really wouldn't. I'm not a serious drinker by any stretch. I like gin. I gotta admit,
she could drink us both under the table, back to back, because I'm not much of a drinker either.
So
I had my days, but that was a long time back.
Whoever's doing the bringing the boombox, I got music. I'm dancing. I don't care. Somebody better dance with me.
That I can
dance,
do.
I don't care.
That I can do. That's not a problem.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, it'd be fun.
But I hope we can have a relaxing weekend, but I hope that we can get something out of it too.
Yep,
to take
absolutely.
Home.
How can we not?
Exactly.
How could we not?
As I told some while ago, Hollis, I'm trying to have Lisa Deaton there and a guy named Mark Holliger. He's the head of another county Tea Party group and stuff, and he's also he's on the commission. Republican Commission. He won a seat on it. And some others, and like I said, Jim Lucas and stuff. And I want to give people a chance to talk.
Yeah.
And some of our people, and I pick our strong points. We'll let Linda go with Agenda 21. I'll do immigration. I'm free to do a couple of things, but immigration is what I'm really known for around my area and stuff, what I thought.
I'm going to bring my file with me. My Agenda 21 file. You guys will go nuts when you see this.
And I have a microphone. The guys are going to loan me a podium that's got a microphone and stereo built into it.
Awesome.
And I'll bring my amplifier and whatever. We'll have a way to talk and listen to music and dance and whatever.
This
I kind of figured
like,
people would want to dance.
Bill, this is going to be like a CPAC.
And we don't got to worry about the left coming in trying to disrupt us. There are two cops that live at this park, and
nobody's censoring us.
Nobody's going to be censoring us. The guy who runs the park, he does not like Obama. He thinks Obama's trying to put him out of business.
Probably is.
With the agenda, you know, the global agenda and 21 and taking over control of everything and water and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to build this place into a really nice place. It could be crowded because it is a public beach. So,
that's just that many more people we can impact.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, many more people that will be interested in what we're doing and join
in. With Yo and Bill and myself and me being a culinary cook and all the rest of y'all too, and me being a bartender, we are going to have a blast. I'm going to gain 10 pounds just walking in the place. It'll be fun. Wow.
So, well, I'm going to take my wife on a short vacation before I come out there too, so. And I got that arranged.
Get a bunch of us in some vehicles and just do some driving and sightseeing.
Absolutely. I mean, we can have a ball.
If I can find the time, I'd like to take Hollis and go down where Muscatatuck dumps into White River. It's not very far from Delaney and do some fishing on that spot.
There you go.
Ooh.
I'm all for that.
Oh, we got to have some good eating fish.
Took my grandson's fishing this weekend. Let him
catch some fish there at Delaney. I mean, Delaney's got fish in it. There's a big, about a quarter mile from there is a place called Spurgeon Hollow. And it's a great, especially for catfish, and the state stocks it with catfish. Mm. But Spurgeon Hollow, I probably haven't heard this or not, but it's in Indiana, it's probably the leading place in that area, is the leading where people find, people have sightings of Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
Gil, What kind of fish are you guys going to bring into the camp?
Oh, we can get whatever kind of fish you want.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
But the lake has bluegills, crappie, bass, catfish, and I'm not sure what else might be in it. I don't think we'd have problems catching a mess of fish. They'd
if I could
fresh.
Cook them frozen, I'd bring some mahi-mahi. I may try to do that. I'll bring a small cooler with some in it.
I was saying, because you're not going to catch one there. But we do have stores in town that sell those kinds of things,
yeah.
but you don't know
yeah.
where it came from.
Well, here's
it's
the thing.
A lot of people don't look at me on it. But I like to eat food in the local area. And it'd be at the time of harvest of a lot of crops. So I'm going to bring some fresh cantaloupe and watermelon and sweet corn and stuff straight from the gardens.
Do we have ovens or do we have grills or whatever?
All the cabins have a stove and oven in them.
Okay.
The lodge
okay.
has a stove and oven in it.
Okay.
The pavilion has stoves and ovens in it.
Okay. Because if you get some really good fish that you guys want to fillet out or steak out or whatever, I've got some amazing, full, delicious gourmet recipes. It's like the guy that taught me how to do it was from Long Beach Island, New Jersey. His whole family understands seafood. That guy's a chef, and he taught me how to make. I'm not kidding. It's so good, you guys. It melts in your mouth when you bake it. It's just
hey, Bill,
amazing.
My
yes.
phone is ringing. I'm going to let you carry this out. I'll get back just before we leave, just in the call, but I have to take
okay.
it.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Hoss. I was really hoping that Chris, oh, my gosh, I can't remember. Chris Bright was going to come because I love Cajun food.
Absolutely.
I call her my Bayou Patriot.
Wow.
And
well, you know, apparently the first night we've got cooking some fabulous Italian, and if like I said, if we get meat to market, I'll get the French bread stuff and the butter and the garlic and all that, and I'll make some greens and tomatoes and all the rest of it, and make a nice garden salad. We'll have quite a feast that day. And then I have to stock up on other stuff, too. I'm just thinking we need side dishes for all the other days because, you know, but I don't know what you guys are thinking. So we'll talk at the market.
We'll sit down and talk. Town's not that far away. I will tell you, when you come out of Salem, you're going to think, oh, my God, where has he got us? Especially when you come off of Highway 135.
Yeah.
But then when you get there, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I do want
I
you to
it.
Notice when you – when you come down off of the highway, you're going to come down a great big hill. It's called Rooster Run Hill.
Uh-huh.
You can see out for a ways. But look at how the hills and valleys are laid out down into there. And you'll see why it would be very hard for anyone to come in here and chase down
mm-hmm.
the people who know the area.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I think that's going to be really amazing. So... yeah, I'm excited. I'm getting my list together and my clothing together and music and whatever else I need, paraphernalia, all of it.
I've already started packing stuff in. My wife's got this great big old van. I think I'm going to load it up and bring it.
Fabulous.
And
yeah.
it only has the two front seats, so the back's completely open. I'm going to hang netting in there and put my camping stuff. I'm bringing Yola a cookbook that has how to can
yeah.
and dehydrate
cool.
and blanch and all that in it for
awesome.
Her. And,
awesome.
And I don't know what else I'll bring. My wife says that I tend to overpack. You bring
okay.
everything but the kitchen. You bring everything
you
but the
it.
Kitchen sink.
Well,
and
I think I'm only allowed to have. I should only bring like one check on because they've charged me for it. And one carry-on, I'm going to be packed to the max as best I can. My pockets will be, oh, my God. But it's going to be fun.
Well, you know, I've got a great big pot.
Oh, good.
I'll bring some stuff like that and, of course, the cast iron skillets. I can tell you in front of the lodge is a great big fire pit.
Ooh.
And a big metal bowl fire pit. And he said they would bring us any amount of benches and tables and stuff we needed. They're really really supportive of us coming there. They was kind of hoping we'd have a larger crowd come. And I told him, I don't know for sure who all will show up on Saturday. We put it out. Joe and I have put it out several times, and I'll continue to do so. And
yeah.
I keep telling people, you know, we need to know how many is going to show up on Saturday so that we don't run short on food and drinks.
Right, right.
What we can't
well,
do... We can't be selling drinks because that would be bootlegging.
Right.
But
well, you know, let's say however late the stores stay open or whatever. Once I get there, and if we need to make a second store run, just make a list. Everybody put some money in, and we'll go get what we need.
That's what we'll do.
Yep, that's
what I'm saying. Town's not that far. I don't think they like us doing that since they have a restaurant there.
What's that?
Sell food. See, there is a restaurant there. But on Saturday morning, I thought it'd be great to get up and run into town.
Yeah.
Don't worry about paying for that roast. Yo, I've got it. That's my gift to everybody.
We're going
to town. There's a place called the Tasty House. And me, I'm going to go for biscuits and gravy. But they have great food and fairly good-sized portions.
All right. We can just say that. We'll play it by ear.
Yeah. It's a small, you people being from larger places and cities, it's going to be like podunk to you. But Salem is in an Amish community.
Wow.
So there are places we can go and buy Amish cheese and Amish bread and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yum. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Oh, we're going to have a blast.
Careful,
no, I'm excited.
Be careful of driving around because they will be in horse and buggies here and there.
Yeah, I didn't plan on renting a car because I thought once I got there, I'm going to plant myself and then maybe go to the store, but that's it. So,
well, other people have vehicles there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And,
I know Yo's going to have a vehicle, and I know that Ron is, I think Ron's driving in, isn't he?
Ron's driving in. Hollis is going to rent a car at the airport.
Okay.
My daughter lives close. I'll have at least one vehicle, maybe two, I don't know.
Okay.
And I have friends coming, and they'll have vehicles. And I'm just wanting to have a good time, relax.
Oh, we will.
And still come away with a positive attitude and something productive
out
of it. And I think we'll have a lot of positive things happen on Saturday when we get all these other people there and we start sharing what we know and ideals and stuff. And I think we'll do good. And this Sunday, just kick back and relax.
Absolutely. Okay. How much time
we'll
got left? I know how.
We got 8 minutes. When we get up on Sunday, we'll get up. I'll have somebody get up. Maybe me and my buddy Chad. We'll get up early. We'll run down and grab a little shelter house on the beach so that we have it all day.
Cool. All right. I'm going to go back to the chat room, and God bless you for taking my call, and tell Hollis, I'll probably hear him when he comes back, but I am so excited about this. I got to go shopping after this election's over and buy my clothes to wear.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Linda, and sharing with us.
Always good
to have you.
Too. Always great. Thank you. God bless everybody. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have an assortment of shows on Patriot Families. That's Patriot Family, www.patriotfamilies.com. That's the families with a YS. Come to our site join us and see why we're all the information we have on there, and maybe you can get a better idea why we do what we do. We do what we do because we love. We love our God. We love our country. We love our fellow citizens. And we wouldn't be in the turmoil and out here fighting and stuff if we didn't. It's because we do that we are. And our shows usually start on Monday nights at 7:30 with Ron Golden hosting Constitution Hour. Ron's a stalwart with Patriot Families and fills in a lot on the other shows for people that are out for any reasons. And then on Tuesday nights, of course, Hollis and I will be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock and hopefully have guests, maybe Linda again. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Linda does Right from the Left Coast. And Linda's been working really hard against Agenda 21 in California. And any way you can help support that idea, her and what we're fighting, that's great. And then on Thursday nights, Patriot Education with Miss Terry Rowland, a school teacher over 30-some years experience. And she really lets us know what's going on in the education system and what's wrong and what's right and what needs to be fixed and changed and what's going on with how they're educating our children. Then on Fridays, it's Mortgage Help with Brian, and given the way the housing market is going, I've seen today it was another 2% dip. I know Brian's busy because he's got a lot of people needing his help, and I really wish there was a way we could put it out there in a more way and get more people listening and calling in. And you know, Brian's doing this out of kindness of his heart, but that's how he makes his living, is doing mortgage and mortgage help and stuff. And when he's nice enough to come on and volunteer help to people and advice, oh, I'd take advantage of it if you're in any kind of situation you need to. On Saturday nights at 7, we have Michael Magic with Exposing the Illusion. And you would just have to hear Michael. He's amazing. It's amazing. He knows his stuff about the radio. And I got to admit, all these people have really studied. They know what they're talking about. They've studied the issues. They keep studying. They keep learning. They don't stop. We're all dedicated to fighting to try to save our nation and the future for our children. And on Sunday nights, Ron Golden's been filling in for Frank Winkle at 7. On Frank is fed up. And again, I have to thank Ron, because Ron does so much, and he's always jumping in to help out on the radio shows. He knows the Constitution. He knows the monetary system. I've learned much from Ron, as many of us have. I've learned much from all these fellow patriots. And I really appreciate and love every one of them. And I love that there's people like me who think our country's in danger and are willing to stand up, speak out, and take the risk and everything involved with fighting to try to save our country and the future of our children. And I want to thank Hollis Buchanan, because without Hollis, we probably wouldn't have this site and everything we do. And Hollis is a trooper. Well, he was a paratrooper, but he's not no more. And I'll never be able to thank Hollis enough for what he's done, or any of these other patriots, because without them, I'd just be out here myself, just the lone wolf and nobody listening. And it's gave us a forum to reach out and to educate and to spread what's really going on in our nation, and to try to open the eyes of others to see it too, and that our nation is under threat right now. We are in distress. We have people in political offices that are trying to destroy our ideology, our American culture, our military, our economy, all to promote a one world order system that will make us all nothing more than a slave. As Margaret Thatcher says, socialism only works until you run out of other people's money. And that's what we're looking at. Our nation is in dire financial straits. Our military has been weakened mightily. Our education system is doing no more than indoctrinating our children. And we have evil in Washington, D.C., and we all must fight that, because we must all fear the evil of bad men, that is true, but we must fear even more the indifference of good men. And that's from a movie called Boondock Saints. But I find that to be a very, very true thing, that when you look around, you've got so many people who have no idea what's going on in this nation. And it's up to the rest of us to wake them up, to let them know what we know, and for them, for us to join together and learn even more. And we got to keep our faith in God. We got to keep believing in America. And we got to keep fighting on. We can win this battle. It's not going to be an easy battle, but we can win this battle. And we're going to win this battle not by bloodshed, but by truth. Truth will always win out. It always has. It always will. It has a way of always coming back. No matter how many lies are told, truth always seems to find its way back and expose the lies. And I will continue to believe that's what's going to happen. Truth is going to set the United States right again. But it's up to us to bring out that truth. I just want to say that, and God bless every one of you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for listening. And until next Tuesday night, unless I show up on someone else's show, until next Tuesday night, good night, and God bless, and keep the faith.